Right. So today we're going to dive into this company, Kulak Baird Limited.
Okay.
They're an electrical contractor based right here in the GTA. So
Bravo.
for anyone not familiar, that's the Greater Toronto Area.
Right.
And basically what we're looking at is their company profile and trying to figure out, like,
Yeah.
what does their history tell us
Exactly.
and who they've worked with? Tell us about, you know, how good they really are in the electrical industry.
Yeah, like, are they actually as good as they say they are?
Right, exactly.
Like you said, it's cutting through the marketing and seeing, like,
Yeah,
what's the substance?
exactly.
And you know, one thing that jumps out right away when you look at their overview,
Yeah.
they say they've got over 460 years
Wow.
of combined experience in the electrical field within their team.
That is a lot.
It's a huge amount of accumulated know-how.
Yeah, and it's not just like, you know, a couple of people with really long careers.
Yeah.
They talk about holding complex municipal and private service contracts
Right.
for the past 40 years. Like, that's 4 decades.
Yeah.
So it's not just some fly-by-night company.
No.
This suggests like some serious, consistent trust over a long period
Absolutely.
for some pretty big projects, too.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, their focus on the commercial and industrial sectors,
Right.
that really tells you something.
What do you mean?
I mean, these areas often involve high voltage systems,
Wow.
right? Intricate controls, strict safety rules.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game than just like wiring up your house.
Okay, so let's get into like how they actually operate.
Okay.
They say they can mobilize quickly and efficiently without needing to rely on outside help.
Right.
So like, why is that such a big deal?
Well, I think it really speaks to their self-reliance and preparedness, you know,
Okay.
especially in the electrical world. Think about unexpected outages, emergencies. Being able to act fast with your own resources, that's a major advantage for clients.
Right, because like time is money in those situations.
Exactly. Every minute counts.
They also mentioned having strong connections with major suppliers
Yeah.
and their satellite offices across the GTA. So it seems like it's not just about manpower.
Yeah.
They've also got the logistics
Yeah, they've got that logistical side sorted.
to get materials quickly.
Right. Think about it. Strong supplier relationships mean less risk of delays, better access to quality materials, whether it's routine maintenance or those urgent repairs we were talking about,
Yeah.
really streamlines their operations.
And then they also say they've got this long-standing relationship with the local 353 union,
Right.
which gives them access to more electricians when they need them.
Yeah, that's smart.
So that seems like a good way to like handle those big projects
It is.
or like sudden increases in workload.
It's a strategic way to scale up and down as needed, you know? They can stay flexible, take on diverse projects without being overstaffed during those quieter periods.
Smart. Okay, so let's move on to their clients.
All
This
right.
is where it gets really
Yeah.
interesting. So they've got these on-demand maintenance contracts,
Joy.
including the City of Toronto, across a bunch of different departments.
Like what?
Facility maintenance parks and recreation long-term care homes.
Wow.
That's a pretty big vote of confidence, right?
It is the City of Toronto has vast and varied electrical needs.
For sure.
To be trusted across so many different areas
Yeah.
implies they've demonstrated a wide range of skills, from like basic upkeep in the parks to more complex systems and healthcare facilities.
Right, and it's not just Toronto. They
No.
also list other municipalities like Markham, Peel, Halton, Richmond Hill, plus contracts with Infrastructure Ontario through firms like CBRE and BGIS.
Right.
And those are big players in managing public infrastructure projects.
Yeah, these aren't just like small one-off jobs.
They're
These
not.
are ongoing maintenance agreements,
Yeah.
suggesting a consistent track record of dependability.
Yeah. And, you know, organizations like Infrastructure Ontario, they have really high standards. So their continued engagement with Kulak Baird really speaks volumes
Yeah, for sure.
about their reliability.
Definitely.
And then we also see names like Toronto Community Housing, the Toronto Parking Authority, the Ontario Clean Water Agency. Like,
Wow.
these are all crucial services with essential infrastructure.
Yeah, what's striking is the sheer variety of critical infrastructure they maintain, from housing to transportation to essential utilities.
Yeah.
They're operating in a lot of demanding sectors.
Yeah, so this all ties back to their claim of needing you know, expertise backing and knowledge
right.
to handle these contracts.
Exactly.
And these long-term relationships with such important clients really seem to back that up.
It does. It's one thing to say you have skilled electricians.
Yeah.
But consistently maintaining vital services for major public and private entities for decades.
Right.
That provides concrete evidence of that skill in action.
So bringing it all together, what's the main takeaway?
I think it paints a picture of a well-established company with some serious staying power.
Yeah.
I mean, over 40 years in the business.
That's a long time.
And a deep level of trust from a really wide range of important clients
mm-hmm.
across the municipal, the private, and the infrastructure landscape.
Right.
Their operational setup also suggests a high degree of self-sufficiency and reliability.
Which leads to a question for all of you listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Given, you know, the sheer scope and length of these contracts,
yeah.
what do you think are the most crucial factors that contribute to that kind of long-term success
yeah.
in such a competitive industry?
It's definitely food for thought.
It is. Thanks for exploring this with us on The Deep Dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll catch you next time.
See ya.